China has pledged to respond with firm and forceful countermeasures following the imposition of sweeping new U.S. tariffs, which now total 104% on Chinese goods entering the American market. At a routine press briefing on Wednesday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Zhen condemned the move, calling it a violation of China's development rights. "The Chinese people's legitimate right to development is inalienable," Lin said. "China's sovereignty, security, and development interests are inviolable. We will continue to take firm and forceful measures to safeguard our legitimate rights and interests." The new U.S. tariffs were announced last week by President Donald Trump and include across-the-board duties targeting China, the European Union, and Japan. China, however, has been hardest hit. In response, China's finance ministry has announced its own retaliatory tariffs, including a 34% hike on all U.S. goods starting April 10, in addition to previous rounds of duties on agricultural and energy imports. In a white paper released Thursday by the State Council Information Office, Chinese officials warned, "If the U.S. insists on further escalating its economic and trade restrictions, China will resolutely counter and fight the U.S. to the end." The white paper accused the United States of economic bullying and unilateralism. "The U.S. uses tariffs as a weapon to exert extreme pressure and seek selfish interests," it said. Beijing added that the tariff war would do little to address America's trade imbalances, while also triggering inflation, market volatility, and potential harm to American industries. Despite the sharp tone, officials said China remains open to dialogue. "If the U.S. genuinely wants to resolve the problem through dialogue and negotiation, it should show an attitude of equality, respect, and mutual benefit," said Lin Zhen. China reiterated its claim that it has complied with the terms of the Phase One trade agreement reached during Trump's first term, while accusing Washington of violating parts of that deal. The agreement had called for China to purchase an additional $200 billion worth of U.S. goods over 2 years, but the COVID-19 pandemic derailed those targets. Dan Wang, China director at Eurasia Group, warned that tariffs exceeding 35% would effectively wipe out profit margins for most Chinese exporters. "After that, Chinese exporters will not sell to the U.S. at all," she said. As the economic standoff escalates, both sides appear entrenched, China asserting its readiness to fight till the end, and the U.S. showing no signs of rolling back the latest wave of trade restrictions.